And then there were the trials themselves. But Tiffany, stepping out with the girls around her, sensed the buzz. It said, was there any point now, after what had happened? Still, a lot of the older witches had dragged their chairs to the edge of the rope square. It seemed it was going to happen after all. Tiffany sat on the grass with Granny Weatherwax's hat in front of her and was aware of whispering spreading out into the crowd. She really did do it too, all the way to the desert. Saw the dust. But as Petulia had said, there were no judges, no prizes. The trials weren't like that. It wasn't a competition, honestly. No one won. And if you believed that, you'd believe that the moon is pushed around the sky by a goblin called Wilberforce. What was true was that one of the older witches generally opened the thing with some competent but not surprising trick that broke the ice. This year it was Goody Trample and her singing mice. But Tiffany wasn't paying attention. On the other side of the roped-off square, sitting on a chair and surrounded by older witches like a queen on her throne, was Granny Weatherwax. The whispering went on.
Didn't have no training, just did it. Didn't just open the door, she stepped right in. Yeah, but who was it fetched her back? Esme Weatherwax, that's who. Any little fool could have opened the door by luck. It takes a real witch to bring her back. That's a winner, that is.
And why did she give the girl her hat, eh? She never takes her hat off to no one. What she want us to think?
You could feel the tension, crackling like summer lightning. The mice did their best with I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles, but it was easy to see their minds weren't on it. Mice are highly strung and very temperamental.
You know, Tiffany, said Lucy Warbeck, everyone knows you did it. All you've got to do is, like, stand up and admit it. I mean, no one's ever, like, done something like that at the trials.
Yes, you'd win, said Dimity Hubbub. Even some of the older ones would like to see her taken down a peg.
And it's about time the old bully lost, said Anagramma.
But she's not a bully, Tiffany thought, staring at Granny Weatherwax. She's tough, and expects other witches to be tough, because the edge is no place for people who break. Everything with her is a kind of test. And as she thought that, Granny turned and caught her eye. The mice stopped singing, mostly in embarrassment. There was a pause and people started to clap. Then a witch stepped out into the square, clapping in that fluttery hands held together at shoulder height way.
Very well done, Doris. Excellent as ever. Thank you. Ahem.
She hesitated while Doris Trample crawled around on hands and knees, trying to urge her mice back into their box. One of them was having hysterics.
And now perhaps some lady would like to, take the stage? Anyone?
There was stillness.
Now don't be shy, ladies. Modesty does not become us.